Please take a look at the Gemara in Samach Zayin Mibes, about 8 lines from the top. The Gemara says, Amar Rav, Nida Bizmano, Eina Tavelas Ella Balayla. Nida Bizmano meaning a Nida Deraisa at the end of 7 days, whether or not they're Nikiyim, goes to the mikveh the night following the 7th day. So Nida Bizmano can only go to the mikveh during at night time. Shelo Bizmano Tavelas Bemigam Bemilad. But why is your past? Motzei day 7, if she didn't go to the mikvah the night of after day 7, she could go to the mikvah the next day. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Bein Bizmana, Bein Shelo Bizmana, Eina Tavelas Ela Balayla. Even if the tefillah is delayed, a woman still may only go to the mikvah at night. Mishum Srach Bita. What's Srach Bita? Says Rashi. Shenohega Sachareha Litval Bayom. If she goes to the mikvah during the daytime, even though she's going on day 8, her daughter is going to notice that the mother went to the mikvah in the daytime, and the daughter is going to make a mistake and think that you could always go to the mikvah in the daytime, even bismana. For usli dekaris, and she won't realize that her mother went to the mikvah on day 8 of the daytime, which is mutter, and she'll confuse day 8 with day 7. So to avoid such a possibility, mishum srach bita, Rabbi Yochanan says, Din Rabbanon, that a woman is not allowed to go to the mikvah by yom, even on day 8, even shalom is mat. The other word says, V'af Rav Hadar Bey, even Rav is closer. Rav, who initially was matur tefillah by yom, shalom is mano, he was closer to adopt the position of Rabbi Yochanan. The Amr Reb Chia Bar Ashi, Amr Rav, Nida Bey Mizmana, Bey Shalom is mano, Eina Tavelas Ela, Balay Mishum Srach Bita. Fine. Stop here for a moment. So Rashi says, what's Shalom Bizmana? Bishmini? Shalom Bizmana means on day 8. And what about day 9? Would it be mutter to go to the mikvah bayom on day 9? So the pashas is that day 8 is Adafka. Day 8 is the earliest Shalom Bizmana, but the din would apply on a subsequent day as well. Tosos here, Dibur Maskil Mishum, has a lashon of Bein Beches, Bein Bates. The Tosafot clearly saying that Shmini is Adafka, but the same applies on day 9 as well. And Lashon Rambam, Peridalit Alachazayin, is Nisachra Kami Yamin. That if she's delayed a few days, even a few days. So Shalom is Mad, it doesn't just mean the concern of Srafbit is not only by Yom Hashmini, but in a subsequent day as well. And that's what the Shach says here, Lahalacha, in Siv Katan Zayin. We're in Siman Kapsadi Zayin. So Mechaber writes in Sif Gimel, Asura Litbol Bayom Zayin, Afila Mamtenes Mi Litbol Ayom Ches, O Tess, Eino Chol Litbol Bayom Mishum Srach Bita. So Shach says in Sif Katan Zayin, O Yoser, Ches O Tess O Yoser, even beyond day 9, still Asura Litbol Bayom. Mishum Srach Bita. Says the Shach and Sivkat and Ches, what if a woman doesn't have a daughter? Who I did, there's a low plug. I feel a la bas, dino hachi, the low plug. Pasha who? The genesis of this takana drabana not to go by yom is Mishum Svach Bita, but once there's such a takana, there's a low plug, and even if a woman doesn't have a daughter, it's still asr. There is a Yerushalmi, Megillah, Perek Beis, Halacha Hay. The Yerushalmi has a Lashon, Nida Sha'avar Zmana, or Iber Zmana, Tavelas Bein Bayom, Ubein Balayla. That a Nida Shalom Zmana can even go to the mikvah Bayom. So that sounds like it's against Rabbi Yochanan. And according to Argamar, even Rav is closer to hold like Rabbi Yochanan. So Shlomo Kluger discusses this Yerushalmi in Ha'elef HaShlomo Yerideya Reish Lamed Aleph. Yerideya Reish Lamed Aleph. So he points out that the Yerushalmi is difficult or doesn't seem to be in consonance with everything we said until now. especially with a shach that there's a low plug, even where there's no bas to speak of. Okay, now let's go on to the Gemara. The Gemara then has a few incidents involving certain Amoraim who were matir going to the mikvah by Yom, presumably on day 8, by Yom on day 8, under extenuating circumstances. Ask if Idi Binar Shemipo Bayom de Timnaya Mishum Aryusa, where there were lions around, it was dangerous to go to the mikvah night. He was matir going to the mikvah on day 8. The Gemara has a number of other such applications as well. And then the Gemara says as follows. And we'll come back to that Ones carve-out. Amalei Papa Rava Ula Baye Michti Ha'inna Kula Savig Zavis Shavin Rabbana. So nowadays we have our Chumras Rabbana and Takanas Rabbi Chumra Benos Tzolav Reb Zera that we treat all our women as Savig Zavis. So we're well beyond the period of Nidus Daraisa anyway. So why should we be concerned about Srach Bita anymore? Why should you be concerned that if we allow the women to go to the mikvah on day 8 by Yom, then her daughter might come to go day 7 by Yom? We don't really have a day 7 by Yom anymore because that's not a nida d'oraisa anymore. You may need to finish a few days earlier. Now we're just makrit treat her as a zavah to require shivin akiyam. So michtia ina kula savik zavah shavin rabbanan. So what's the problem going to the mikvah on day 7? Anida, she's not. Srach Bita sounds like, why should we be worried about? So we're just being machet reader as a zava, mixes a yom kikulo, and a zava's allowed to go to mikvah by yom hashvi. So nowadays, in practice, what's preventing a woman from going to the mikvah on day 7? Says the Gemara, Mishim Drip Shimin, Detanya Achar Titar, Acher Acher Lekulam, Shalot Tehei Tumah Masakas Beinayin. Reb Shimon Omer, Acher Tidhar, Acher Maisa Tidhar. Aval Amr Chachamim, meaning that once you do Bedik on day 7, you could go to the mikvah on the 7th day of Azava because it mixes Yom Kekulo. Aval Amr Chachamim, Asir Lasos Kein, Shematavali Dei Safek. There's an Isra Chachamim to go to the mikvah on day 7 for Zava, even though Nixus Hayom Kekulo, Shema Tavli Dei Safek, says Rashi, Shema Teshamish Bo Bayom. So she's going to go to the mikvah on the morning of day 7, Nixus Hayom Kekulo. And now she's totally Mutaris Labayla. They're going to have Tashmish. And what's going to happen? Vitir Miyad Acher Tashmish, maybe she'll see Dam later in the day. Vinimsa Saseres, Kol Shifaneha. That's going to be so for the Shivanakiyam. And then it turns out that the tefillah was ineffective, and she's still a medes b'Yisr Karis. So to avoid the problem of Shema Tir V'Tistor, a woman is not allowed in practice to go to the mikvah on day 7, even as a zava, even though Mikra Din, we should have said, Mixas Hayom Kukulo. Okay, the way I just said it is according to Rovi Shonu that the Isser is going to the mikvah, not only having Tashmish. Fine. So that's the Shach Mitar of the Gemara over here. Says the Rav Yah, Simon Kuf Tzadi, quoting a Rashbam. Rav Yah B'Shem Rashbam. Bayom Hashmini lo tidbo mishum srach bita. A woman cannot go to the mikvah bayom de'ei because of srach bita. Umiyu, heich adik lamechash mishum tzina, mishum ganvi, where there is an onus situation, she's allowed to go to the mikvah on day 8 or day 9, but not on day 7. Velo nehiro li hai p'tisuka. If it was true that we should have had a concern of Sraf Bita Bizman Azah, so then we wouldn't allow women to go to the mikvah on day 7. But if that's the case, then what happened to Shakra Tali Gemara here? The Gemara said, nowadays they're all suffix of us. You should be able to go to the mikvah on day 7. So why did the Gemara say, no, you can't go to the mikvah on day 7 because it's Rach Bita? The Gemara deduces a different Kashmir. You can't go to the mikvah on day 7 because Shematir Vatistor. So if Rach Bita was relevant even as Manazah, the Gemara should have said, you can't go to the mikvah on day 7 because it's Rach Bita. Elanira says, the Raviyah here, Srach Bita lo shayach ele benida deraisa. Srach Bita is only relevant when you're dealing with benida deraisa, who goes to the mikvah Moshe day 7. And then we're concerned if we allow her to go to the mikvah on day 8 by Yom, the daughter is going to confuse day 8 with day 7 and come to be tovelis by day 7, which would be nisrkaris. But nowadays, we're not dealing with a nida, we're dealing with the suffix zava. Srach Bita is not a concern. The only concern is Shema Tiravatistor. And then it stands to follow, says Raviyah, that there's no restriction going to the mikvah on day 8. Shema Tiravatistor is only relevant on day 7. The only reason we said you can't go to the mikvah on day 8 is because of Srach Bita. And Srach Bita is only a concern when you have a nida daraisa. What, you'll tell me that we're gozer unto Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon says you can't go to the mikvah on day 7 because of Shematir Vatistor, and we'll be gozer on day 8 also, lest you confuse day 7 with day 8 for that reason? So that's gzeira. That we don't find. That's taking it too far. So that's why the Raviyah says, and this actually is probably the simple reading of the Shakratar of the Gemara, as he points out. The Gemara first introduces the concern of Srach Bita for Tefillah by Yom Hashmini. And then the Gemara says, Nifteya Idnas Kulan Safik Zavasu, Kulan Safik Zavas. Then the Gemara introduces Reb Shimon Shemim Tirvatistor, and Srach Bita is nowhere to be found anymore. That's what the Raviyah says. Srach Bita is no longer a concern L'maisa, and therefore there's no restriction going to the mikvah on day 8, Bizman Hazeh.
It did just give a heta for a Srach Bita, though.
I'm sorry?
It did just give a heta for Srach Bita, now it's could be asked on day 7.
I'm sorry?
Is that even if you have a heta for Srach Bita?
What do you mean, even if you have a heta for Srach Bita?
Even if you have a heta for Srach Bita on day 7.
Day 7 is still lost because of Shabbat Tervatistar.
It's in the question on day 7, Srach Bita doesn't come to count if you have a heta.
That's precisely his point.
That's against his point. His point is, why
is if Srach Bita was still relevant, so Srach Bita is relevant on day 7 too.
Srach Bita is irrelevant because you have a heter.
What do you have a heter?
You just went through a list of heterim that we're getting.
You mean the Gemara's heterim?
Yeah.
That's on day 8.
It's also on day 7 for Srach Bita. But day 7 you also have Shema Tervatistor, which is what it answers.
Now the Gemara says, Ask me Vidi bin Arshim Mibbal Bayamadi
Timaya. On day 7 you have Srach Bita and you have Shema Tervatistor. It just kept heterim on day 7 for Srach Bita. Now it's asking, do you even have a heter on day 7?
Where do you see we have a heterim for day 7?
Even a heter for day 7 for Srach Bita.
Who said? Who said we're ever matter day 7?
We matter every single day for Srach Bita. We matter day 5 for Srach Bita. But it's also going to go then.
I don't follow. We're not matter.
If it weren't a concern of Shema Tera Pistor,
right.
Day 7 and day 8 are the same in terms of Srach Bita. So once you have a heter for Srach Bita,
maybe day 7.
Up, I don't know.
Day 7, Anita can't go to the mikvah because she's Anita. Means the heter Srach Bita. Day 7, she's Anita. Anita can't go to the mikvah. She's still a nida. She all got a bekamos day 7. What?
It's saying if there's
elbows
or. It's saying if there's elbows. It's not saying.
So nowadays, we treat evidence as Zava, meaning by the time you're going to the Mikul Amais after Rabbi Rib Zera, you're not in Nida anymore. By the time you're day 7, this is day 7 of Zava.
So
what?
Technically it's day 8, so there is a Heter for day 7. He said, the Balamar says, why doesn't just answer Zava?
That's the Balamar.
The answer is because you have a Heter for Zava Bita, but you don't have a Heter for Zara Bita. I'm just saying, coin simply,
we can come out here. I don't know if it's simply, the Balamar says that nowadays even mutter is on day 7 because you're only machmir when there's neither the rice of bechlal. And how can you be machmir against tefillah mizman and mitzvah? That's the Baal Moros Cheshbon, right? The Baal Moros says nowadays even go to mikvah v'yom ha-shvi because all the chumers are only even shamatir v'tisra isn't relevant anymore. That's a minority position in Shonim. Yeah, so the Raviyah, again, the Raviyah is saying that Lumaskan is a Gemara, nowadays, Rafbid is not a concern anymore. The only concern is Shamatir Batista, which is only relevant on day 7. The most Rishonim assume that no, even nowadays, we still have Rafbid, which prevents you from going to the mikvah, even on day 8. Right? For example, Tosis here, the Maskal Mishum, assumes that you can't say like the Raviyah, because who are we talking about here? The Amoraim, who came along, were matir going to the mikvah on day 8. These were way after Takanas Rabbi. Way after Ibzera. Right? So it's only B'makom Ones that these Amoraim are matir going to the mikvah on day 8. If not for the Ones, it would still be Usser. So tell us as soon as based on that. No, obviously, even Bizman Azeh, there's still a Sraf Bita concern, which under normal circumstances prevents going to the mikvah on day 8. It's only where there's an Ones that the Amoraim were matir. Right? That's what Tosa assumes. Now, the Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer Yashar, Rabbeinu Tam himself and Sefer Yashar, seems to have read the Gemara like the Raviyah. Sefer Yashar, Tshuva, Simon, Memhei, the Rabbeinu Tam writes, Kaboy, Michti, Safik Zava, Sninu, Mali, and Tisrach Bita. So nowadays, everyone's in Safik Zava. So what difference does it make in Tisrach Bita? What's the worst that'll happen? The daughter's going to make a mistake and think that you're allowed to go to the Mikvah Bayom. So go to the Mikvah Bayom. You're not in need anyway. So you go to the mikvah bayom on day 7, nikar adin, that's also okay. So the Gemara says, no, no mishani, afbid is afbid to last, mishad rishim and isa. So the Ben Thomas Rav Yashar clearly understood the shakatar of the Gemara, like the Raviyah, that there's a firm rejection of Sraf Bita, lemaskana, once you introduce Rav Shimon. What will Tosa say? The Tosas in Lahalach will probably say that Lemaisa, Lemaskan and Gemara, once we introduce Shematir Vatistor, so then somehow we still include Sraf Bita as a Chashash. That somehow Sraf Bita is close to Reneyor in tandem with Shematir Vatistor. That we never fully abandoned the concern of Sraf Bita. Now, what relates to that is the machlokas of Ben Tam and the Rashbam. Merumah is here in Tosas Mishum, but more Baharchava in the Rush, Mikvah Simul Amid Vav. So, is a woman allowed to go to the mikvah Bayom? We'll see in a moment what Bayom we're talking about. Is a woman allowed to go to the mikvah Bayom? Definitely Bayom Hashmini, maybe Bayom Hashvi. Is a woman allowed to go to the mikvah Bayom if she's not going to return home until nighttime? So Tosos, quotes Rabbeinu Tam, which sounds like Rabbeinu Tam was matir going to the mikvah at the end of the day, dafka bayom hashmini, where the husband's not going to return, where the wife is not going to return home until after dark. And the Rashbam says there's never a heter, and Rabbeinu Tam says there is a heter. Where? So in Tosfos sounds like the heter is dafka bayom hashmini, not bayom hashvii, where the woman's going to return home after dark. Now what's the chilek between Yom Hashmini and Yom Hashvi? Says the Sidrei Tara, Sifkatan Tes. The Kosi Avodas HaGirshuni, Dafila toward the sphere later, Ben Atam Modi Lavashbam, Mishvi, Dasir Lipo, Savo Kashecha, Bumecha Shasrakbita. So on day 7, Ben Atam Modi Lavashbam, you can't go to the mikvah Bayom under any circumstances. Alpha Gadar Ben Atam Lachaish Lavishmini, Shashuachoka, he Shatita Beis Toyos. So to say that a woman can't go to the mikvah b'sof hayom on day 8, if she'll get home after dark, that presupposes the possibility of a double mistake. Chada shetis b'shu yom zayin. Number one, that the daughter is going to confuse day 8 with day 7. V'od shelo targe she'ima tavla sabel chashecha. And number two, that the daughter is not going to realize that her mother went to the mikvah dafka sabel chashecha. Ava b'shvi laka el chada toz. However, on day 7, there's only one potential toss, and that we're more concerned about. So that's why Rabbeinu Tam would distinguish between allowing tefillah by Yom Hashmini and allowing tefillah by Yom Hashvi'i, Samach L'Chashecha. The Chacham Tzvi, the Siddur Tar that goes on to quote, the Chacham Tzvi in Siman Yud Aleph assumes otherwise. He assumes, I know, Rabbeinu Tam is matir basof hayom, even bayom hashvi'i, says the Chacham Tzvi, because otherwise, why Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam arguing about a relatively infrequent, rare occurrence? How many times is a woman going to the mikvah bayom hashmini as opposed to leil shvi'i? Not a common occurrence. So how do you have the whole machlokas of Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam about such a rarity? More likely that they're arguing about a day 7 tefillah. And so says the Aruch HaShulchan as well, Kuf Tzadi Zayin, Sif Yud Gimel. Kuf Tzadi Zayin, Sif Yud Gimel. Now the Shach in Sifkat and Vav says as follows. The Mechaber tells us you're not allowed to go to the mikvah day 7, period. Mashma says the Shach, Sifkat and Vav, Afilu shetipol samal chashecha v'tava levesa mishetashach asa gadasa vashvah misiyato. There's no mention in the Mechaber of any carve-out to allow going to the mikvah by Yom under any circumstances by Yom HaShvi. So it sounds like the Mechaber is also like the Rashbam against Rabbeinu Tam that there's never such a heter. Shekazu poskim jinoch lahachmir kedvarov. So you should be machmir like the Rashbam against Rabbeinu Tam. Kazav abach dafilo lalechas mi beitzel lebeitzel tefila bevod yom aser. You're not allowed to even leave your house to go to the mikvah when it's still daytime. Haim v'sheisha racheses v'chofefes bevesa v'lechas amakon tefila. That's where she's doing the preparation at home. Avakashiesh merchas beisatvila makam echad. If she's doing the preparation on the mikvah, the isha alachas b'yon lamerchas shavu shlayim kadosh hachashecha, and she's going early to be there to prepare on time, v'bala beis hachashecha, she'll only get home after dark. That is mutter, even according to the Bach. That's the question of the Bach. Okay. Miu agur kasav shaminig v'ashkenaz lipol samuk l'chashecha. Asher desfila kevinatam v'siyato demutter lipol samuk l'chashecha, as long as she gets home after dark. K'medumali shakei no'agim v'chamakam yesh l'hachmir, says the Shach, miu. Nir adahayna dafa b'yom shmini da'azim yishim svach b'ita l'chut. So the Shach is emphatic that the Benatam is only matir by Yom Hashmini, not like the Chacham Svi, and not like the Aruch HaShulchan. And the Shach says, Mela, even though Shach thinks you have to be machmir not to allow it even by Yom Hashmini, if someone did so, ein limchos. But if someone goes to the mikvah b'yom hashvi'i, even samach l'chashecha, yesh limchos b'yad ha'osos kein. Okay. And that is the generally accepted psak. Remotion notwithstanding, remotion, a couple of tshuvos, for example, Yerodea chela gimel simen samach, Yerodea chela gimel simen samach, is relatively liberal about allowing a tefillah basof hayom hashvi'i, where there's a cheshbin to do so, as long as she's going to get home after nightfall. As even on Friday night, which is the situation where this would be most relevant, Rav Moshe says, maybe in general, this hatter of going samach l'chashecha by yom is only relevant where there's no concern she's going to meet up with the husband before it's night. So even though we say chasen sofer that she can't even go to someone else's house because maybe her husband will find her, but on Friday night the husband's in shul, then no husband would leave shul in the middle of davening. They're not concerned that the husband's going to go and find his wife before night. And therefore, even in that kind of situation, Rav Moshe is willing to be makel to allow tefillah bayom, even if Friday night she will end up coming home. Rav Shechter is inclined lekul on this also, like Rav Moshe, but again, most poskim assume like the Shach, that there are you have to be machmir not to allow tefillah by Yom Hashvi at all. Unless there are very exciting circumstances, as we'll talk about in a few moments. So let's go, yeah.
According to the post-game number, Moshe, who holds that in a pinch, they could go day seven.
Mm-hmm.
So would he hold that there is an iser for them to see each other?
Yes, definitely.
Meaning there's an iser yichud also.
And not just yichud, even if there are 100 people in the house.
Okay.
Just Friday night, even though it goes to chasen sofer, that even if the woman's going to go to someone else's house, a neighbor's house, before dark, it's still aser. But on Friday night, the husband's in shul, there's less of a concern he's going to come home, so then he can be makel on that. But definitely cannot be in the same house. Okay. So let's go back to the Gemara that we skipped regarding the situations of onus. The Gemara tells us, Askin of Idi, Benarsh, the Mipel, the Yamad, the Tanai, Mishemar Yusa. So he was Matir going to the mikvah day 8 where there are lions around. If Achav Yaakov Punya Mishum Ganvi, there are robbers out. If Yehuda Pumbedisa Mishum Sina, it was too cold. Rav Mechuzah Mishum Avuloi, the guards who were potential danger. Okay, so four examples in the Gemara of situations where the Amorayim were matir going to the mikvah Bayom HaShmini. says in Pesach Tshuva, Sifkarta and Yod Aleph, in the name of the Chamude Daniel. All the examples that we have in the Gemara, robbers and the cold and the lions and the guards, all these are examples that affect the entire populace. There's no case of an ones that is limited to a specific individual. These are all communal situations of ones where the various amarim matir tefillah by Yom Hashmini. So Chabud Daniel says, see from here, that the heterim are only where the ones is l'chol b'nei ha'ir. Rav Shechter points out that it's mefurish in the Rambam not that way. The Rambam writes, Perek Dalet Halacha Ches, Haisa chola, if the woman's sick, O shahaya makom hatvila rachok, or the mikvah's far away, ve'ein anashim yicholos agiyalo, v'lachsa b'layil b'nei alistim, and it's too far to travel because of danger posed by robbers, or when they had seen her the cold, or when they shenol and sharei amedina b'layla, or because they locked the gates. Harezu tovelas b'yom hashmini, o b'yomim shal achrav b'yom. Then a woman's allowed to go to the mikvah on day 8 or a later date, where you have these situations. So one of the examples the Rama gives is haisa chola. Chola is not a communal ones, chola is an individual ones. So you see from the Rambam that the onsim that permit tefillah bayom need not be onsim that are relevant to chol b'nei ha'ir. Rabbi Forst, volume 2, page 249, footnote 26, points out that this kolin machlokes, whether the onus needs to be a communal onus, should be dependent on the following analysis. Is a heter to go to the mikvah bayom in the face of ones, because where everyone is aware of certain extenuating circumstances affecting the entire city, then we're not worried about Sarach Bita. The daughter is not going to come to the erroneous conclusion that you're allowed to go to mikvah in the daytime. She'll realize the only reason her mother's going to mikvah in the daytime is because of the lions running around at night. Or is he concerned that, or is a heter that the nature of the gzeira mishum sachbita was such that b'malkam onus lo gozru? When they made the gzeira, there is a built-in carve-out that we're not going to prohibit tefillah b'yom hashmini where there are extenuating circumstances. So if the carve-out is simply the lack of concern of sachbita is because everyone knows that Noah can go out at night because of lions, that's only relevant to a communal onus. If it's an individual onus, the woman's sick, then her daughter wouldn't necessarily draw the conclusion that it's only mutter because of the lions running in the street. If, however, there's a automatic carve-out that lo gozru b'chi agavna, where there's an ones, so arguably that could apply to a individual ones as well. Okay. L'maisa, most poskim remakel against the Chamudi Daniel to allow for a tefillah bayom hashmini where there's an individual ones as well. Rabbi Morgenstern does quote from Rav Yashiv, page Reish, page Zayin, that Rav Yashiv is Machmir. Rav Vazner seems to be Machmir as well, at least L'chachila, in the Shiurei Sheva HaLevi. But again, most poskim seem to be Mekel. Yeah. You'll get there in a minute.
That aside,
yeah.
Let's say like if Leil Tefila falls out on Leil HaSeder or something like that, where everyone is doing, is taking part of the
Seder,
would that also be considered part of the...
Well, that is Tznius consideration. So we'll talk about that in a minute. Okay. Talk about that now. Yeah?
No problems have already said onus, they just said sakama.
Sina is onus, no? Well, not necessarily.
It's not onus.
Why?
It's sickness.
What's it going to be?
It's too cold. It's uncomfortable. What?
So what? That's not onus. What is that?
It's extenuating circumstances. It's difficult to go out. What?
Cold.
I'm sorry?
Maybe she'll get sick, but like not like... It doesn't physically prevent her from going.
Where, what are you trying to say?
No one said there's a heter onus. That's onus.
What does onus mean?
Onus means you're physically prevented from doing so, like the mikvah's locked on some night, or you're going to be a wet.
I mean, the Chavurah used the term onus. I was assuming Chavurah Daniel used the term onus. I think the Posen kind of used the term onus interchangeably here with the examples in the Gemara.
But they wouldn't necessarily be a daughter of a head that she was just physically...
That could be. So you have to figure out what the threshold of onus is.
I mean, it sounds sar-oriented.
I'm sorry?
It sounds sar painful oriented,
right? Or a danger.
Yeah. Holy Tzilatzina.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the Netziv, Shuv Meshe Dar Rechele Bei Simen Mem Dalet, Meshe Dar Rechele Bei Simen Mem Dalet, was asked the following Shaila. Isru Chag Shvuas 1880. There's a woman who didn't go to the mikveh for a long time. And she was still living with her husband. And now she wants to do tshuva. But she came and asked that they be matir her to go to the mikveh on day 8. Why? She's embarrassed to go to the mikveh at night when there are other women around. And if we don't let her go to the mikveh by yom, then she won't go to the mikveh at all. So the Netziv is not impressed by the bullying tactics of the woman, and he's reluctant to be matir, even though you're only violating an Isser Kal, the Takana, the Xer Derban, not to do Shmini, the Tfilbi on Shmini Srafbita, to prevent the Isser Kal race. But we don't necessarily take that into full consideration in these kinds of situations. We're not going to be hostage to the demands of the woman. So he's not sure. He says, I require a lot of messinas to paskin on that kind of a shayla. Abimatir one iser in the face of another iser. By analogy, he says it's like the doctor who decides to amputate a limb in order to prevent worse problems. But you don't make that medical decision unless you consult broadly. So he's not prepared to paskin on this. I'm the Shiloh. What about Benji's question? Are there situations in which you'd be matur tefillah by Yom HaShmini for tznius considerations? What are tznius considerations? So take a look at the Ramah, Simen Kuf Tzadi Ches, Se'if Mem Ches. The end of Simen Kuf Tzadi Ches. Yesha Kosvu, Sheyesh li'isha li'os tznu'a b'leil tfilasa. V'cheinagu anoshim lahastir leil tfilasan. That woman should be discreet not to let on when she's going to the mikvah. Shela leilech b'muhuma o b'fnei abrios. She shouldn't go in a apparent or public way. Shalay Yagisha Vemine Adam. Lamisha in Osake, Namar Aleha, Arur Shachev and Beima. Fine. So a woman should be Snua Belel Tfilasa to be Mastir Lel Tfilasa. Is the Chuvas HaRamah, Simen Yotes, where the Ramah describes the situation of a crowded area where apparently there's a big hangout outside the mikvah, and if someone, a woman, would leave the mikvah, everyone would notice, and there's no way of doing it privately. So in that situation, the shaila that he was asked was to be makel about chafifa samach litvila. Sorry, about chafifa bayom. That even though the chachil we do chafifa bayom, but in this situation, you could be makel on that so that the woman could time her arrival at the mikveh in a way that there wouldn't be a crowd. Okay. But based on this value of the master Leil Tfilasa, says the Sidrei Torah in Sifkatan Yud Dalid, Kuf Sadi Zayin Sifkatan Yud Dalid, Mevuar Bichuvas HaRamah that we just quoted Simen Yotes, Dim Eina Yechola Latznia Tfilasa, Vishaya Avsham Demilsa, Mikri Gamkin on us. That if a woman can't go to the mikvah without raising, without people noticing, and it's going to be public, that's also considered on us. Vim Kane, Mutaris Lipo Bayam Shmini, Vitistu Tfilasa Adalaila. So in that situation where a woman can't manage to go to the mikvah the night after day seven without it being public, then she should be allowed to go to the mikvah by Yom Hashmini, Samuch HaShecha, where she could be Saseres Tfilasa, in that situation. Ravadia goes even further. Ravadia, page Tav Sadi Dalid, says that if a woman has older children at home, and there's no way of her getting out to the mikvah without arousing suspicions, or a woman has curious neighbors who will notice her every move, then you're allowed to go to the mikvah by Yom Hashmini. And Avadya writes that was the minig in Yerushalayim midore doros. I don't know if the minig in Yerushalayim must have curious neighbors or what the parameters were, but he writes that was the minig in Yerushalayim midore doros. Rabbi Willard just points out that we live in a different culture than what's described. That used to be that for a woman to go out at night was far from the norm, was a rarity, and if a woman's going out at night, then chances are she's going to the mikvah. But nowadays, we're a lot more mobile. Women go out at night for many different reasons, and it's a lot easier to be master Leil Tfilasa because there are many other places a woman might be going that her departure from the house shouldn't arouse suspicions. I think Rabbi Willig used to say that his wife would always have shopping bags in the car to, if it was ever necessary, to use a ruse to come back and disguise the disappearance. So in practical matters, in most situations, it's a lot easier to be master to Leil Tfilasa than it used to be. Rav Ozner writes as well, Shevet Alevi Chelakei Simen Kuf Yuches Oz Beis. Shevet Alevi Chelakei Simen Kuf Yuches Oz Beis. Question of, should one be Docha Leil Tfila if there's a concern that other people are going to be aware of where she's going? The reference is the case of, we mentioned this earlier, the storekeeper who had to close her store, Bilel Tfilasa, from that context, there are grounds to delay the tefillah. So Rav Osner says, that's the kind of extreme situation, where that's a major pirsum of the store is going to be closed, the only grocery store in town is going to close for 2 hours when everyone expects it to be open, that everyone knows where the proprietor is. But in a situation where young couples away for Shabbos, they go to the in-laws, it's Leil Tefillah, she's worried that maybe people will pick up on it. Rav Osner doesn't think that you should, he's not talking about bimatri tefillah b'yom hashmini, he's talking about delaying tefillah b'chlal. He doesn't think it's necessary. Do the best you can to be masnia, and holeich b'tom, holeich betach. That you give it your best effort, and things should be okay. Especially if you haven't been mekayim peruvu, you shouldn't unnecessarily delay leil tefillah. I think that is what we'll call the more consensus approach, that make normal efforts to be master leil tefillasa, but not to go crazy to the extreme. Rav Yashiv, it's quoted by Rabbi Morgenstern as being more extreme. Simon Page Reish Pei Hei in the Pesachei Das. They quote from Rav Yashiv that the Chisaron of Snias, now there are more references of being master Leil Tefillasa, is relevant even if there's only one person that's going to know that you went to the mikvah. Even if it's only the wife's mother that knows that you went to the mikvah. He writes that there are some college teachers that say you should always go to the mikvah leil tefillah come what may, even if others are going to find out. And he goes from the Yashiv that that's wrong. So even if one person is going to find out, Rav Yashiv thinks he should delay the leil tefillah. You have to figure out to what extent it's a matter of degree, meaning the mikvah lady is always going to know. So there is someone who knows. So Maishna, the mikvah lady, is going to know. And the inevitable possibility of bumping into another woman in the mikvah. So how is that quantitatively different than if one other family member finds out or knows and doesn't say anything? I have to figure out where you would draw the line there. But that's what he goes from the Yashiv. I think the more consensus position seems to be like what Rav Osner writes. Someone sent me a tshuva, somebody was in the Chabura when we learned this a few years ago, who I don't remember if he asked the Shiloh himself or someone else did, that was sent, I think he asked the Shiloh, sent to Zilberstein. Shiloh was different formulation, but the same notion of Bimaster Leil Tefillah. We spoke about this in the context of Paletta Shefazar before. Are there grounds to dispense with the fifth day of Paletta Shefazar to avoid Leil Tefillah falling out on a night where there's an uncomfortable situation to go into the mikvah? So the shaila was that if you're going to go with the full 5 days of paletas, then Leil Tefillah is going to be Friday night, and the woman is going to be staying, the couple staying at her parents' house with the extended family over for Shabbos, and if she's going to excuse herself, everyone's going to know that she's going to the mikvah, and that would ostensibly be a violation of sniyah. So can you dispense with day five in order to avoid that situation where it's relevant and a woman could, in theory, get a hefsek tahor on day four? So Zilberstein responded, he doesn't think, he's not prepared to be megal on day five of the paletas here. He says the better advice is to make an excuse not to go for Shabbos. Says, tell the parents that the doctor said she shouldn't go away for Shabbos. Who's the doctor? The Rambam. The Rambam's also a doctor. So the Rambam was concerned also that you shouldn't be margish leil tefillah. So I'm not sure what Rambam is referring to. I don't believe the Rambam writes explicitly anywhere about me master leil tefillah. So, okay, but the Rambam wasn't a doctor. So you have to blame the Rambam. It says, tell the family that the doctor said you shouldn't go away for Shabbos, but don't worry, it's nothing major. So he writes, whatever other excuse you want to give, v'sharei teirutzim lo ninalu. There's a never-ending supply of excuses. Then he tells a story, what?
Is it nice?
Then he tells a story that there's once an avreich and his wife were invited to a kibbutz for Shabbos, the extended family, and punk, that was leil tefillah. And the problem was that in that kibbutz, the mikveh wasn't up to their halachic standards. But they were worried, they didn't want to offend the parents. So they went to ask Rav Shach what to do. So Rav Shach said, tell them that the doctor said not to go away for Shabbos, but it's nothing to worry about. Shouldn't move too much. But so not to offend them, promise that you'll come for Shabbos in 3 months. So that's what they did. And 3 months later, the woman is already beginning to show. And then the family figured, oh, it must be that the doctor told her not to go because she was already pregnant. Okay. Sidri Tara writes in Sivkot and Yud Gimel, based on a Bach, so are there ever circumstances in which Lamaisa we'd allow Tfila Bayom Hashvi? So the Siddur Torah quotes in the Bach, only if the woman will not be able to go to the mikveh on the eighth night, nor on the ninth night, nor on the eighth day, nor on the ninth day. So if she can't go, she can't go Leil Zion. You guys read inside. Sivkot and Yud Gimel. Ayin bebach. Shakasa lefamim yichol lipo b'shvi b'yom machmas ones kagon tibishmini uchi'i. And he writes v'yoser ika ones. Da'afila b'yom enon yichol lipo kagon shehu yom eich alehem. And it's dangerous to go outside because there'll be a pogrom. Oh, kayose b'zeh m'nei pritzim. U'b'shvi yichol lipo b'yom. Avol lo b'layla. So in that situation, you can go to the mikveh b'yom hashvi and be master leil tefilasa. Says the Chachmas Adam, Kuf Yudches if hey, in the efshar la lipo l'shmini u'bashi machmas ones, kigon she yom edam, kayose bo, b'yom hashvi yichol lipo b'yom u'b'layla, azay yichol lipo b'shvi u'bayom, v'tizar harbi l'hastri tefilasa v'bayla ad alayla sidri tara. V'im hora hamora shetipo b'shvi samach lechashecha mishun debalayli efshe litpo fa'af agav debiyom yichol litpo b'yom shmini mikol makom evatel ona achas ein maschichin osa. If you're going to be mekel, even well, you could go to the mikvah on day 8, we're not going to discredit him, but the preference is only to be mekel under the box circumstances. So the way Rabbi Willig says Lamaisa, based on this Siddur Tana Bach, is that the only situation where he would be prepared to be matur at Tfilah Bayom is where the woman would not be able to go to the mikvah for 3 nights. Meaning, let's say the more typical situation is 3-day Yontiv. Yontiv is Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. There's no mikvah in walking distance. There's no way of getting to a mikvah. So if she doesn't go to the mikveh on Wednesday night, then she won't be able to go Thursday night. She won't be able to go Friday night. So that's 3 nights where she can't go to the mikveh. The earliest she can go is Motzei Shabbos. So where you can't go for 3 nights, that's the situation which Rabbi Willig thinks are grounds to be mekel to allow tefillah bayom, where she doesn't return achashecha, etc. Bade Yosholchan isn't even willing to be mekel there. Sivkat and Samach Beis. Even if it's going to be a few days. And Rav Ozner has a tshuva, Chela Gimel Kuf Ayin Hei, Chela Gimel Simen Kuf Ayin Hei, Os Hei, where he is willing to be mekel in that kind of a situation where they're about to go on a cruise or on a ship, and they won't be able to go to the mikveh for a number of days. So then, to go to the mikveh before departing, Bayom HaShvi. But generally, the policy of mikvahs is, or should be, that you only allow a tefillah bayom where there's a heter from a rav who signs off on it based on valid circumstances. So again, some may be willing to be more mekel along the lines of Ramosha, as I believe your shechter is, and then what the Siddur Torah and the Bach Vosner recommend is a more conservative approach to only allow Tefillah Bayom where it would be impossible to go for 2 or 3 nights, or the following day. Okay, we'll stop here. Pick up Mirtz Hashem Monday with Chafifa. So the plan is that we'll have 2 more Chaburas next week. If there's a crunch, we may add a little bit more time just to finish, and then the week after will be Chazal. And Benji, I have your test if you're on the back.
Yeah, great.
I've had it for a while, but I can see it.